Raf went back and he said, what about for our first one? Let's talk to JT Snow. And this is a conversation I had with him, who knows when, but certainly after he came to the Giants. But the point of this is to connect eras of baseball. And JT Snow came over, played with the Giants in a number of postseasons. It was a famous trade for Alan Watson, one of the best first basemen I've ever seen, slugger, a great guy, just a major part of the Giants' success from 97 forward through the World Series of 2002 and the next year, 2003. So this is my conversation, very short, but this brings you back to that era of Giants baseball when J.T. Snow played.
All right, J.T. Snow, Giants, Dodgers, that's all I got to say.
Well, I was pretty lucky. I had a chance to play in the Yankee Red Sox at the big league level from both sides, and I had a chance to play in Dodgers, Giants. Yankees, Red Sox might be just a little bit more intense, but I think this is probably the second best rivalry, and I know from growing up in Southern California and then playing up here and living up here that it's a lot more important to the people up here to win this series and to win these games. The people down there, it's almost like it's a rivalry, but it's just almost another game, so. You know, it gets your blood flowing, it gets your blood pumping. Even a bunch of the coaches were inside talking about it. We're not playing anymore, but we're fired up for the weekend. And when it means something in September, it's a playoff atmosphere. So it's going to be a nice weekend.
Yeah, and I think of Lasorda. I think of Roger Craig. I think of Dusty. You know, just people. And God, you know, 2002, the team you had. And, hey, you took on the Angels, the Southern California team. There's just something about the difference in lifestyle and everything else.
Well, having lived in both places, I think the people up here, they know that L.A. is a Hollywood scene, maybe gets a little more notoriety and recognition, but yet up here in the Bay Area, San Francisco is an older city, been around a lot longer, and people are more rooted up here as far as growing up and being raised, and, you know, the financial capital of the West and the gold rush and all that. So I think the people up here have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder with the people down south. But it's good. It's good for baseball. It's a great rivalry. I think, like you do, I think a Candlestick had a chance to play there. My first Giants Dodger in 97. Or who can forget Rod Beck getting Eddie Murray on the ball to Jeff Kent, to Brian Johnson, back to me at first. And then we won that series, a Brian Johnson home run off Mark Guthrie. I mean, we can go on and on. And the memories are there. So it's great.
For you, playing here, playing there, just the fan intensity, did you get ridden a lot? Was there a lot of bench jockeying on you?
Yeah. I think with the fans. But I tell you what, it's not – I think the Giants fans up here have maybe get on the Dodger players a little bit more than, say, the Dodger fans with us. It's almost like two different states. It's two completely different cities. The fans are different. The fans up here, I think if they're only going to win, if the Giants were going to win a few games a year, they would take against the Dodgers every time. So it's a lot nicer playing up here, the ballpark and, you know, and the stadium and all that. I'm not a big fan of Dodger Stadium. And it's good. You know, the players don't have, I get asked a lot by fans, you know, do you dislike the Dodger players? And no, you don't, but you know that this is one series where you're really playing for your city and you're really playing for the fans and you're going to do everything you can to beat those guys. So, and both sides know it, and the managers know it, the fans know it. So it's going to be a good weekend.
Just talking to you got me fired up, JT. Thanks so much.
I wish I was playing.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you got it. Thanks, Mark.